Be sure to subscribe to the Front Row Knowles podcast and follow at Front Row Knowles on Twitter. Now back to at underscore Tom Block and Twitterless Keith Jones. Yes, you heard us right, in the Prime Meridian Bank Studios.
Back on Front Row Knowles, Tom and KJ with you. We'll reopen the Earl Bacon Agency hotline. Going to shift sports here and move from football to basketball because practice is underway for Leonard Hamilton's Knowles. Hard to believe, but they've already got those balls out. And Anthony Polite is kind enough to join us. Anthony, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Fifth-year senior, I guess congratulations, but that's kind of an anomaly nowadays in college basketball in the era of the transfer portal and one and done and all that. You must feel like the old man of FSU hoops at this point.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely feel old over here. We have a lot of young guys, and we have a couple returners as well. So it's pretty good. It's been really fun, though.
Anthony, tell us about your summer. Finally getting back into the swing of things and then getting ready for camp. What was summer like for you?
Yeah, I mean, this summer was a little bit better. COVID wasn't as much as a deal as last year. We knew a little bit more what we could have done and what we couldn't have done. So it was good. We got to do a lot more team bonding. We got to get a lot closer to one another. So I feel like we're a lot closer than we were last year at this point. And with everybody been in the gym, stayed in the gym, and it's been a really good summer.
This has been a talking point the last few years because it's repeated itself, and that is, oh, Florida State lost some guys, so we're going to undervalue them a little bit. We'll underrank them. And Keith and I have talked with CY about this, and, oh, they did it to us in 2017, and there we were in 2018 and 2019. So as you go in this year, do you feel like people are respecting, given Florida State and your program, it's due? Or do you still kind of feel like, no, we still got a little chip on our shoulder about this?
Yeah, we definitely still got a chip on our shoulder. I still believe that Coach Ham doesn't get the respect that he deserves. He's building a culture that is unbelievable what's going on over here. I mean, we got guys going in the first round that don't even start, and nobody maybe not even knows about them at the beginning of the year. And I mean, everything is doing building. We play with each other. We just share the ball so well, and we share minutes. Everything we do is just all that matters is win, and then everything's going to fall where it has to fall, and then everybody's going to eat.
Yeah. Anthony, the expectation is high. You've had 3 and 4 years of back-to-back success. Has that changed how you guys are preparing as you get ready for the new season in any way?
Nah, I mean, the focus is still the same. We got to get better each day, and we can't look too much in the future because we got to worry about what's going to happen today in order to improve what we're doing, what we did wrong yesterday, and learn from it so that we can keep building. And by the time that we get to March and achieve the goals that we want to achieve, we got every little single detail right.
I know you'll be one of the leaders as one of the veterans on this team. I feel like you've had the label as you're the defensive stalwart. You know, you're the defensive guy. And then I think about it, and you've hit so many big threes during your career, and you had, I think, 22 against Colorado in the tournament last year. So do you feel that you personally have to be more offensive, if that's the term, and score a little bit more than what you've done in the past, or is defense still your bread and butter?
Yeah, definitely defense is still what I do. I want to be guarding the best defender on the other team. That's what I pride myself on, just playing hard defense. And the ball is just going to move, and it's going to move. And then, you know, how we play here at Florida State, every night can be a different guy going off. For like when I play against Colorado, I've definitely been working on my game all summer. And I think I know I will be more assertive on the offensive end, but we got a lot of guys that can score, and we're just going to move the ball, and whoever that night is going to be. Mm-hmm.
brag on you young guys a little bit. I know you've got some youngsters that you're taking under your wings. Who do we need to pay attention to as you guys get ready to start the season and get into the season?
Yeah, we got a lot of talented guys, young guys that just joined the program. Caleb, Jalen, Matt, Cam, John. I mean, I give all of them are really extremely talented. They can pretty much do everything. They can defend, score. So it's going to be an exciting year for all of them and to see what they can bring to the team.
You grew up in Switzerland, and I'll tell them myself here because I was in school at FSU when your dad played. In the late 80s and early 90s, which still means I'm younger than Keith, by the way. But anyway, your dad was playing professionally and you were growing up in Switzerland, not just culturally, but from a basketball standpoint. How different was the European game to when you came to the States and had to adjust to ACC basketball?
Nah, it was definitely a lot different. I feel like over here, the pace of the game is way faster and more physical. And overseas is also more team oriented at a younger age. And once I moved to the U.S., I feel like everybody was really trying to get theirs and show what they can do. So I feel like that was probably the biggest difference from Switzerland to the U.S.
Anthony, as you guys get ready, I think we need to talk about the fact that we've got to feel sorry for Coach Hamilton that he's gotten so old and having to move around with that walker, and he's not energetic, and he's not able to be the man that he used to be. What in the world? The man gets younger every year. It's amazing.
Nah, yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, the last year, he ruptured his Achilles, and he came to practice like nothing has happened. He was out of the locker room dancing with us, having all the energy that he always has. I mean, he comes to practice and he still has all the energy talking to us and showing us like, and he starts singing. He loves singing. So he starts singing and dancing. I mean, his energy is contagious and it just makes all of us want to like play harder and just work harder for him.
One of the other things,
as old as he is, he doesn't look one day over 50 and
not at all.
Achilles injury. It's like even young guys sometimes can't get over that. And just seeing him just like nothing has happened, it just makes all of us want to make work a lot harder. I mean, it's just motivation.
We're talking with Anthony Polite from FSU's basketball team. One of the things that he's always stressed is get your degree. And you got yours, I think, earlier this year, bachelor's in finance. So, you know, what are the plans whenever basketball ends for you, whenever your playing days finish up, what are your hopes?
I got a couple plans. I mean, maybe I would like to maybe be a coach for a little bit, but the ultimate goal is to be a GM for an NBA team and then possibly own an NBA team.
I like it. I like it. Isn't it Jeff Peterson who played at FSU that he's moved up in the NBA ranks? So you can talk to him, right?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of guys that moved up high in NBA positions. So
yeah,
I'm happy that they were able to work hard and that they came from FSU and are able to achieve such high goals.
Luke Laux would be another one now that I think about it. We'll let you get running on this. So I know you speak, how many languages do you speak? Three or four?
I speak Italian, French, English, and some Spanish and German.
Okay, so how do you say new bloods in Italian and French and some German and some Spanish? New bloods.
New bloods. All right, so new blood in Italian would be nuovo sangue. In French would be blood. I'm not sure in French, but yeah, in Italian would be nuovo sangue. And it doesn't sound as good as in English. But
hey, well, you passed the test because you could have said anything and we would have bought it. Keith and I are, we're not exactly bilingual over here. We appreciate it, though. We look forward to seeing you and the new team. It's always exciting. What you guys have built is really something to be proud of. So enjoy it.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anthony Polite from the Florida State basketball team. We'll take a break and come back with more Front Row Noles right after this.
Fall into savings at Hobson Chevrolet Buick in Cairo, Georgia. Football season's finally here, the weather's great, and the deals are great. You gotta come check out our great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Interest rates have never been lower, and you'll never get more for your trade than right now. So with the best financing available, you can't lose. And don't forget to come see us for all your service and parts needs. Come see us or check us out at HobsonChevrolet.com. Buy your Chevrolet the Hobson way.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your local independent Auto Owners agent is the Earl Bacon Agency. Call us at 878-2121 or visit us on the web at earlbacon.com.
Front Row Noles is presented by Hobson Chevrolet of Cairo, Georgia. Get your best deal the Hobson way. And by the Earl Bacon Agency, ensuring your future together. Now back to Tom and Keith.
We are back. A little more time to go. Keith, the basketball overlap always comes more quickly than I expect, but the calendar is about to hit October, and October means Leonard Hamilton's troops are getting ready for what will be another season where they'll be overlooked. Now, I think we're at the point where they won't be as overlooked as they have been, but you and I both know this season is all going to be about Coach K's last year around the league. And UNC having a new basketball coach, and that's the way the ACC basketball will orbit around Tobacco Road.
You know, one thing that's interesting is Coach Hamilton doesn't invite the spotlight. He's very happy, you know, operating a little bit under the radar. So with those two things being in the spotlight, I think Leonard will be very happy where he's at. The one thing I have been impressed with, I don't know that I'm disagreeing with you, but if you look at the projections of where Florida State ends up in the tournament, and obviously we're way early, haven't even thrown up the ball for a tip yet, it appears that at least the bracketologists or the bracketology people are giving Florida State some due, even if they're not getting their due in the polls.
Well, they've been to three straight Sweet 16s, and their best team was the COVID year where they didn't get a chance. They probably would have been in the Final Four.
Right.
Side note, Final Four this year in New Orleans. I've got an inside track. So come on, Ham, Stan, CY, everybody. I'm counting
Kirk
you on
Smith,
here.
Smith, everybody.
Yep. Let's go. We'll obviously talk a lot more basketball as the season gets ready to tip off. But I would expect that they will be good as they always are. So good luck to Coach Ham. Sue Semrau's squad has all her starters back from a year ago, too. And just about everybody on the roster is back for her. Matter of fact, she's got too many players back, so she's going to have to manage some personalities there and some playing time, which is part of the coaching equation that's always difficult.
Yeah, you only play with one ball in these sports. What's up with that?
Yeah, and only five on the court at a time, which means the longer your bench is, the more people aren't happy with their playing time, right? Yep. Anyway, speaking of managing your roster, we can bring it back to football, Keith. Florida State, Syracuse this weekend. The Noles are four games in, and we know what the record is. And it is, I don't know if it makes me feel better or worse to think that they could pretty reasonably easily be 2-2, and not much of a stretch to say they could be 3-1 right now, but that's coulda, woulda, shoulda territory. And that's not where they're sitting.
You know, you and I were talking during the break, you know, we talk about the players being disappointed and then maybe when they get an opportunity, they press a little bit and, you know, in years gone by, not this year, but in prior years, you know, they get behind and maybe the effort wasn't quite there. You know, one of the things we haven't talked about is this coaching staff is not used to losing. And they're professionals and they're getting paid very well to do what they do. But this is unfamiliar territory for them as well. So it is a complete and total refocus and continuing focus on trying to stay upbeat. And positive, and you know, with a little bit of, we'll just call it a little bit of an outburst by Coach Norvell. I think you saw, first of all, he's human, and he had, you know, he's not a robot. None of them are. And second of all, he cares, so it hurts. And I know there'll be those out there that says he's paid so much, doesn't matter. But the reality is it does. And, you know, they're seeing some redoubling and tripling of efforts, and hopefully that will pay off somewhere down the road. I thought Adam Fuller's comment was the best. You know, we're tired of losing lessons while we're tired of learning lessons while we're losing. We need to learn some lessons while we're winning. And I would love to see that as well.
Well, the same mistake on game tape always looks better and not as significant if it's coming out of a win.
Correct.
You know, winning is the best deodorant, right? That's what the saying goes. So defensively, Keith, I think you hit on it earlier in the show. We need to see Florida State from the get-go, and this is across the board, but especially defensively, be dialed in and locked in from the opening of the game. I mean, it's okay to affect change, affect the quarterback, play aggressively and confidently. It's okay to do that from the start. You don't have to wait until the second half when now the pressure's off because maybe the game's out of reach. But offensively, given the quarterback situation, given the offensive line situation, we've seen four games of it. How do you think, and given that Jordan Travis is probably not available this week, how do you handle things? What does Florida State's offense need to look like?
You go to the jumbo package and run the ball to begin the ball game. We saw success with that. They brought in an extra tackle. You keep a tight end in. You allow your running backs to gain some rhythm. In other words, you go away from that which your offense is built around, but you do that in order to try to establish a little bit of control in the game and get some points on the board and not get so far behind and be intentional about it. I know that's not the offense that Kenny Dillingham wants to run and Coach Norvell wants to see, but that's how I start the game. And even if it takes 20 plays, you know, I'm lining up in those jumbo packages and I'm running it right at
them. Hey, I've never was a Georgia Tech Paul Johnson fan, but if we could just get 4 yards at a clip and eat 9 minutes off the clock on an 82-yard 14-play drive, I wouldn't argue with it at this point.
You know, I know you want to be explosive. I know you want to get the ball down the field vertically, but let's commit, even overly commit, to the running game and then run off of play action and work our way into what we ultimately want to do.
But I think, see, that's the conundrum they face, though, Keith. I think when you look at their rushing yardage, almost half of it has come on just a handful of plays, you know, 75-yard runs by Jayshon Corbin, which means the other half are a lot of 1 and 2 yard runs. Now, they haven't been in jumbo. And I don't know that we saw jumbo at the goal line. I don't know that we've seen jumbo on a lot of the third and fourth and shorts, I guess, because they're trying to make the defense think it might be run or pass. So there might be some room for it. But I do still wonder if this team can commit with the personnel as it is, how much they can commit to run the football without having to show some balance to get the running game to work. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't know either, but what we've been doing hasn't been working early, and the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's all I know. I'm not very bright, but I know that.
Hey, people keep listening to this show every week, Keith, despite that definition of insanity, just for the record. I'm not sure that it's gotten any better since week one, but we keep showing up and doing it, right?
Well, there's another aspect to it as well, Tommy, and I had this conversation earlier this week. Sometimes you just got to be a mule. You just put your head down and you plow ahead. You don't worry about being pretty. You don't worry about a nice blanket or the saddle or who's riding. You put the blinders on, you put your head down, and you plow ahead. And then you establish that and work off of that. And there's something to be said for that consistency as well.
Let's go back to special teams, which we touched on in our show after the game Saturday night, Sunday. I still think the play might be to just fair catch the kickoffs and take the yardage. I don't think they'll do it, but that might be where I'd land.
It's certainly something they ought to look at. And, you know, I've got mixed feelings on that. But if you go back and look at what's happening with the way that the ball is up in the air, And many kickoff teams don't even worry about a return. They just kick it out. But those that do want to settle it on the three, the goal line, 2 yards deep, they're getting such height on the ball from just a physical standpoint. That extra third of a second, extra half of a second is 6 or 7 yards when you're running full speed. So now your point of contact is not the 28 or the 27, it's the 20, and you're getting tackled on the 13. It's just not a good recipe.
Well, and the way they do it, so they'll look at it and they'll compare average field position after a kickoff with the opponent. And so if you get 4 returns and one of them springs to the 37, well, that's really good. But if the other 3 are at the 17, in essence, I mean, maybe your average is better than what the other team wound up. I'm not doing the math in my head. If they took 4 fair catches and started at the 25, your average might be better. But only one of your drives really had a great chance to succeed based on how much of a struggle it's been for this offense just to get a first down.
Now, Tommy, you're asking me to cipher the difference between average, median, and mean. And I'm not prepared to do that right now, so move on.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I thought since you're a big shot professor over in the College of Business that you might be able to handle that. But
I don't teach math.
Yeah, you teach risk management. And what I understand you're doing right now is you are assessing the risk and realizing that you don't want to tread into those waters. That's what you're doing.
I'm not retaining nothing. I'm transferring everything.
Well, Keith, the only constants, death, taxes, and you and I will get together after the game this weekend. And hopefully we'll be dissecting and talking about Florida State's first win of the season. Then we'll do so again next Wednesday right here on Real Talk 93.3.
We may not know how to act if we have to do that, but I'm willing to learn. I'm definitely willing to learn.
We may go longer than our normal 30 or 40 minutes, but I will promise that we will not go long as the average college football game does nowadays. That's another problem for another show, but we're pushing 4 hours on a weekly basis, and we got to get that fixed, Keith. So make a note, okay?
We don't have enough time. Do you get into your review rant? We'll save that for later.
It's not even reviews. There's all kinds of other things. The reviews are only part of the problem. He's Keith. I'm Tom. We'll talk to you next week on Front Row Knowles.